This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade is reiterating that the city does not have a migrant crisis. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Emergency officials in the region are working on a plan in case more new immigrants arrive. Mobolade says it's possible that with time limits on how long people can stay in Denver shelters, some might start independently coming to Colorado Springs.
The migrant crisis, quote unquote, has the potential to further impact our area, regardless of the fact that I've said repeatedly, we're not a sanctuary city.
Mobolade says the city investigates any reports of new immigrants, but says the ones they've received so far are false and that there is a cost to taxpayers to chase down what he calls rumors born of fear. The emergency plan is expected to be presented to City Council on Monday. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
In Grand Junction, officials with the U.S. Postal Service are defending a proposal that would bring changes to the post office there. Western Division Senior Director Felipe Flores.
This facility is not closing. It will not be closing. And there will not be any career employee layoffs as a result of this initiative.
He says no layoffs, but the plan could lead to the reassignment of more than 30 career positions. It would also move the processing of local mail to Denver. Western Colorado residents worry that could cause delays. Democrats in the state legislature have some new bills to cut down on chronic smog along the Front Range. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The package would overhaul the state's approach to air pollution. If approved, oil and gas companies would need air permits before drilling or fracking a well. It would also place heavy restrictions on oil and gas operations during the summer ozone season, and air quality violators could face far more severe penalties. It comes after the Front Range has failed to meet federal ozone standards for almost two decades. The state's oil and gas industry is already blasting the package, saying it would shut down their operations. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.